Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, you'll remember at the top of the programme we dealt with farmer Patrick Quirk's appeal against his conviction for the murder of Bobby Ryan, and we were waiting on the Supreme Court to return a decision in that case, and we actually have one now. RTE's legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins me on the line. What has happened, Orla?
Well, essentially, Philip, the bottom line is Patrick Quirk has lost his appeal, his final effort to get a retrial in this case in the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court has rejected an application by him for a retrial following his conviction for the murder of Bobby Ryan. This all centred around the seizure and analysis of a computer from Patrick Quirk's home in 2013. In March, the Supreme Court ruled that the seizure of this computer was unlawful because the warrant that the Gardaí used didn't specify anything about computers. It didn't say that a computer would be seized. It didn't say a computer would be seized and analysed. And it said the analysis led to a more significant intrusion into Quirk's privacy rights than permitted. There was then a further hearing about what the consequences of that ruling should be. Quirk's lawyers wanted a retrial. The prosecution said no, the Supreme Court itself could make a decision on the admissibility of that computer evidence. And essentially that's what's happened. The Supreme Court has made a decision on the admissibility of the evidence. It has upheld the decision of the judge in the trial to admit the evidence. It said the omission of a reference to computers on the search warrant was due to inadvertence. It wasn't a deliberate and conscious violation of Patrick Quirk's constitutional rights. And so it affirmed his conviction and dismissed his appeal.
Which basically means at the end of the day that all 50 grounds that he had sought for appeal have now been ticked off and gone through and rejected by the courts in one court or another.
Well, yes, there was only two grounds left by the time it got to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has to decide if something is in the public interest. And it found in his favour in relation to one of those two grounds, which was this issue about the warrant. And it found that it was an omission. There should have been it should have been specified on the warrant that the Gardaí intended to seize a computer and analyse it or any digital devices. There was, in fact, no reference to any such matter. But the consequences of that have not been to get a retrial for Patrick Quirk. It has been to say that this omission was inadvertent and therefore the conviction stands. He remains serving his life sentence for the murder of Bobby Ryan, and his last hope in the Irish courts has been exhausted.
The conviction stands. The decision of the Supreme Court was unanimous. Orla O'Donnell, thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.